4. The phone rang at 1:22 in the morning. Nothing good ever comes of a call that late. Nothing. Crow snaked a hand out from under the covers and snatched his cell off the bedside stand and was fully awake before he even pressed the button. "Crow," he said, no trace of sleep in his voice even though he'd been way down in the hole seconds ago.
"We got a bad one, Chief," said the voice of Stacy, his night dispatcher. "A fire at the McWilliams place."
Beside Crow, Val switched on the light on her side of the bed. Like Crow, she'd learned how to wake up without pause, to be alert, to be ready. She had a hand under the pillow, but Crow shook his head. No need for the Glock she kept there. He put the call on speaker. "Give it to me," he told Stacy. She did, explaining about the call from Mrs. Sittler and calling Mike on the down low to investigate.
"You lost me," interrupted Crow. "You said it was shots fired, but now there's a fire?"
Stacy paused for a long time, waiting for Crow to catch it. He did.
"Oh, shit."
"I called the fire department and rolled backup," she said, as if that helped.
"Okay, I'm on my way."
He ended the call, but before he could set down his phone, a text message from Mike Sweeney flashed on his phone. "McWilliams place. 3 down. Trouble." Crow's heart tried to freeze in his chest. He showed it to Val, who mouthed, "Oh my God." He texted back, "On my way." Then he set the phone down but didn't move. Instead, he let Val wrap him in her arms and pull him close. She asked, and he told her. She pulled back.
"Oh my God."
"It'll be okay," he said.
"Please don't lie to me," she snapped. "Promise me you'll be smart about this."
"I promise."
Smart. Val's personal definition of that word fell somewhere between safe and vicious. Val was a wonderful woman and had the biggest heart, but when it came to anything related to the trouble, she was merciless. It had taken every single member of her family. It had taken most of her town, and she was even more deeply invested in Pine Deep than Crow was. It was her town, and she had fought alongside.